Welcome to Postscript, the American Society for Pharmacy Law's podcast. My name is Henry, and I'll be your host here today. The American Society for Pharmacy Law, ASPL, has an annual conference in the fall entitled Developments in Pharmacy Law. We focus with presenters, experts, speakers, providing the latest and most important developments in pharmacy law each and every year. We have over 24 speakers again this year. The conference is being held in San Antonio, Texas, November 2 through 5. All are welcome. Attendees can receive up to 15 hours of CE in pharmacy, up to 15 hours of CE in law, and if you'd like to, you can get both pharmacy and law CE hours. Registration for the conference is available at aspl.org. In this podcast series, we feature a few of the conference speakers with two goals in mind. The first goal is to let the speaker enlarge on their background, where have they been, how their career came along, a little bit more than that single paragraph you might read in the agenda. Second goal is to get a little tidbit of what they're going to be providing, not the final answer, not the best tidbit, but a little tidbit of what's come along and what their passion is and what they're speaking about. Today, we are honored to have Roger here. Roger has historically and for quite some time been doing what we call the Case Law Update. And it's a great program. And Roger, are you there?
I am here, Henry.
All right. So historically, you get a two-hour block, which is double anybody else at our conference. But, you know, there's a lot of cases out there, federal, state. And do you still have the two-hour block this year?
We do, Henry. We're going to be talking about 25 to 40 cases that have occurred in the last 12 months, as we do every year. And I've had the honor of doing this presentation for, I believe, 20-plus years at this point, going through it. And it's a walk through what's happened in the last year since our last ASPL conference, and we talk about a number of cases throughout the year.
Let me ask about your background. How did you get to where you are, and what do you do today?
Sure. I grew up in my father and my grandfather's pharmacies, and I became a pharmacist. Went to school almost 40 years ago for pharmacy school and had the privilege of owning and operating my own pharmacy for a couple of years, then went to law school, and ever since then have been representing pharmacists, pharmacies, drug wholesalers, drug manufacturers, anyone involved in the drug distribution chain. I've had the privilege or misfortune, I'll let the audience decide, of appearing in front of all 51 boards of pharmacy over the years, and have just had a great time representing folks.
Well, as one member of your audience and having seen you over all these years, you do a great job. Let's jump back into the case law update. I mentioned, do you still have both federal and state cases and settlements and results, et cetera?
We do. Jim Rubel and I will be teaching the program at the conference, and we're excited to go through it. What we do is look at, as I said, the cases that came down in the last 12 months and try and find a few topics that we think are of interest for the audience, and then we'll do a blitz through the cases and talk about the points that we think are of interest. This year, a couple of the topics I think will be of interest are some of the fraud cases where we've got some bad pharmacists, some bad pharmacies, and some mistaken pharmacists and mistaken pharmacies, and the court's trying to identify, has fraud been committed with the billing of? Henry, as you know, the government is the largest payer for prescription drugs right now, so they have a huge interest in looking at where there may be fraud and setting forth the standards for it. We also talk about pretty regularly, and the audience seems to like it, some employment issues for pharmacists. Coming out of the pandemic, the workplace conditions for pharmacists have been very, very interesting. Pharmacists have never been more in demand. They are clearly some of the most essential healthcare workers in the system. We added to pharmacist duties. We added testing, treating of all of the vaccine issues. And this has opened up a lot of issues in terms of boards of pharmacies, regulations of pharmacists and pharmacy conduct in those. And so we'll talk about some of those kinds of cases as well.
Well, I come up in my mind with a number of questions, but I'm going to hold them. You're available for questions at the conference. Is that correct?
I'll be there for the entire conference. I'm very much excited to be in San Antonio, which is just a great city, and looking forward to the conference again in person.
Yep, it's all good there. Let's head on down the road here. If somebody wanted to contact you, are you available? Email, phone, LinkedIn? How do they find you?
Absolutely. It's Roger Morris. I'm at the Quarles & Brady Law Firm, www.quarles.com. I just go on the website and look me up, and it has all of my contact info from phone numbers and emails and faxes and LinkedIns and all that kind of fun stuff. But I said, I'll be at the conference the entire time. And I get really nice questions throughout the year. One of the best things about ASPL and doing this throughout the year is people send me cases throughout the year. I used to have to really work to find all these cases to be able to do it. Now it's nice. And I probably get 10 or 15 of the cases every year because people see them and send them to Jim and I, and we're able to put them together.
Wow. It's really good. And I can tell our listeners that it's a great part of our program. I thank you for coming on again here today. And let me head down the line here. Thank you for listening to Postscript, the American Society for Pharmacy Law podcast. Repeating, our fall conference is Development in Pharmacy Law. It is November 2 through 5 in San Antonio, Texas. To see the agenda of the conference and or register for the conference, please go to aspl.org. This is Henry Hine, your host, and we thank you for listening.